Pense Wrestling Show is back. Greg Pickle here to give you the latest information and preview what's coming up for the Pense Wrestling Team. And not only the wrestling team, but the extended wrestling family, Greg. Olympic team trials are coming up this weekend, so a big moment for wrestling at large, but also some team news that we've got to clean up since the last time you and I talked about all this stuff. So thanks for doing this. Welcome to the show. Let's start with Bo Bartlett. What is the latest news since the last time you and I talked?
Yeah, so the last show we talked about the fact that Penn State wrestlers, three of them, had decisions to make about whether they would come back for another season or not. Bo Bartlett, 141 pounds, was one. Carter Starace at 174 pounds was two. And Greg Kirkfleet at 285 pounds was three. So far, those last two guys have yet to publicly say what they will do in terms of the 2024-2025 season. Bo Bartlett, early April, came out and said, hey, look, I'm coming back. I believe it was one more year, run it back another year, something along those lines. A very simple statement that said he would be back for the 24-25 season. I was a little iffy on whether he would return. Very accomplished guy at the college level. Obviously has not won a national championship yet. Was third 2 years ago, second this past season. So, you know, there was a part of me that just wondered if he was ready to move on to the freestyle part of his career. And he is going to obviously get some experience with that here coming up during the offseason starting this weekend. But he'll be back for another year and solidifies things for Penn State at 141 pounds. So the big question that it brings, though, is that where does Penn State put Tyler Kasak, if anywhere, in 2024-2025? 149-pound freshman, wrestled all the way back to finish third at Nationals. He bumped up one from 141 to 149, was the heir apparent to Bo Bartlett if Bo Bartlett decided to move on. And obviously you have Shane Van Ness, an All-American in his own right, coming back off of a knee injury that he suffered that kept him out of the 2023-2024 season. So that's one of the lineup questions, one of many. Cale Sanderson and his staff are going to have to work around now. I would expect Van Ness to be back in the lineup and for Kasak to take a redshirt season and prepare to either go back to 141 or maybe his body changes in other ways and he goes up higher. We'll have to wait and see. But ultimately, the return of Bo Bartlett, good for Penn State. They have a natural-born leader in the Arizona native, a successful guy who can relate to all parts of this lineup, the new guys, the veterans, so on and so forth. So I think it's good news for Penn State, and it answers one of what, this isn't a show to get into it, but one of the many lineup questions that'll face this Penn State team next season.
So the one thing I want to ask you as a follow-up there is, this is the transfer portal era, and if a guy isn't going to get playing time or he's not going to get a spot in the lineup, even after success so far, is there a concern about Tyler Kasak's status going forward, or do you think that's solidified and that's bringing up something that's irrelevant here?
How do you see
that coming out?
Yeah, no, it's a fair question as we sit here and talk in April. Obviously, the portal is at the top of mind for football fans, for basketball fans. I think I mentioned this on our first show of the postseason, but it's pretty incredible to me how well Penn State wrestling does in terms of not losing caliber wrestlers that are capable of starting elsewhere if they moved on. And so, you know, it's really interesting. There's still time for guys to move on if they want to. As we talk on April 16, no Penn State wrestler has entered the portal. I have no reason to think Tyler Kasak will. This is a kid that knows Cale Sanderson and his staff have the best plan for him in the short term and in the long term. And if that means redshirting this year like he was supposed to do last year, let's not forget, if Shane Van Ness did not suffer a season-ending injury in December, Tyler Kasak would have redshirted last season. So certainly if if it ends up happening a year later, it's still going to give him the chance to develop and take the next steps in terms of preparation and training and things like that. So I don't see it as a huge deal. But just from a general talking point, not necessarily related to Kasak, I do continue to be amazed at how well Penn State does at keeping wrestlers in this room at the Learns Wrestling Complex that could probably compete elsewhere.
Yeah, and I'm assuming NIL and resources do play a part in that, but at the end of the day, competition. I mean, these guys seem to live, breathe, and eat competition. So sometimes it feels like the most competition that happens for them is actually inside the wrestling room and not out during dual meets. Anyway, Olympic team trials coming up this weekend in State College. So give us a preview of the former and current Nittany Lions that are going to be a part of that and how you see this breaking out. Let's start down at the bottom of 57 kilograms. What's going on with the Penn State contingency here?
Well, so the big news at 57 kilograms, which just for everyone that does not have the kilogram system memorized, like myself, for example, they're going to be weighing in there at 125.6 pounds or less. So one interesting note with the U.S. Olympic team trials is the weigh-ins are day of, and there will be guys that go right from the scale to a match, not like, you know, stepping off the scale and onto the mat, but close to it. Yeah. So that's always something to keep an eye on.
You can't go pound a Gatorade or something like that and have a protein bar.
Right. There is no quick trips to McDonald's in between weigh-in and taking the mat. So Penn State fairly well represented here. The number two seed, Thomas Gilman, not a Penn State alum, but is a Nittany Lion Wrestling Club member. He gets a first-round bye, so that'll be good news to him. We'll see where he gets. The big news here, though, Vito Arruja was supposed to be the guy waiting in the semifinals. So just as by way of explaining this, if you are a reigning world medalist from last year or a champ, if you're a medalist, you get into the semifinals by default. If you are a gold medalist, you get into the You get into the finals, the best three finals by default. So we'll talk about that with a guy like David Taylor here in a little bit. But at 57 kilograms, Zane Richards, who is the number one seed, very successful college wrestler at Illinois. Gilman's the number two seed. Richards, of course, not related to Penn State, but those two are the favorite here. You also have former Nittany Lion Nico Megalutis, the number five seed, and Luke Lilledahl, Penn State commit in the class of 2024, is the number nine seed. So a lot of different options here for Penn State connections to possibly make the U.S. Olympic team. I think this weight class comes down to Richards and Gilman, not writing off any of the Penn State guys or anybody else in this bracket, but just looking at the way this one should shake out, I think it probably chalks out and one of those two guys will represent the U.S. at the 2024 Olympic Games in France.
So I'm going to switch over to pounds because I'm just looking at the analytics of this podcast, 90-some percent of the people who listening are from America. So appreciate everyone who listens internationally. 143.3 pound weight class. What's up here?
Yeah, so when you look at the bracket, that's going to be under the 65 kilogram. And former Nittany Lion Nick Lee is the number one seed here and the favorite to make it to the finals, where he could potentially face Yanni Diakmalis, the former Cornell wrestler. I think I got that right. I was close. I might not have been perfect,
sounded
but
great.
It was close.
Great.
We'll go with it. Those two, I think, are your favorites to get to the finals. Nick Lee, obviously very accomplished in the college scene, also on the international scene. So Bo Bartlett, who we just talked about coming back to Penn State for the 2024-2025 college season, is the number five seed. If he was going to make the finals, he would likely come out, if this bracket goes as we expect, he would come out against the 3-4 seeds, James Green and Andrew Alvarez. He would have to get an upset there to presumably face Nick Lee in the semifinals to get to the finals. So that's his path. And then when you look at the rest of this bracket, it's just Lee and Bartlett in terms of the Penn State connections at 65 kilograms. But Jesse Mendez, who, of course, Bo Bartlett just faced at Nationals, is on the other side of this bracket as well. So big takeaway for me here, besides Nick Lee probably being the winner of it, is that Bo Bartlett, with being the 5 seed, got about as good of a draw as I think he probably could have asked for.
Let's move on then to 74 kilograms. See, I'm switching back.
We'll go back and forth.
163.
Yeah.
What do we got here at 163? Point.
Yeah, 163 pounds, 74 kilograms. So Jordan Burroughs, the top dog at 74 kilograms, 163.1 pounds. Many after the NCAA championships were looking forward to a Jordan Burroughs Carter Starace potential showdown. If you missed the broadcast or just don't remember, Jordan Burroughs was doing commentary for the NCAA championships, made note of the fact that he and any other competitors would be targeting or going after, or at least being aware of, Carter Starace's injured knee at the Olympic team trials. So that created a lot of talk. Bo Nickel, the recent UFC winner, of course, stayed undefeated recently at UFC 300, took some shots at Burroughs. Starace and Burroughs have now had an Instagram back and forth over the last week or so, in the last couple of days. So it ultimately does not matter. Carter Starace is bumping up to the next weight class. We'll talk about why here in just a second. But yeah, when you look at 74 kilograms, Jordan Burroughs the favorite to get to the finals, but he is awaiting the true top dog And that's Kyle Dake. So Kyle Dake is sitting in the finals of this weight class, and he will certainly, I think, be the favorite to keep his spot on the world team. But Burroughs is coming after him. So is number two, Jason Nolf. That's, of course, a Penn State connection. Mm-hmm. This is a heavy bracket for Penn State connection, 74 kilograms. So you have Dake, like I said, waiting as an NLWC member. You have Jason Nolf, who is the number two seed. Levi Haynes is the number 10 seed. Former Nittany Lion, Vincenzo Joseph, is number seven. So you have Penn State on Penn State action in the first round with Vincenzo Joseph and Levi Haynes doing battle for the right to face, you know, possibly Jason Nolf at some point in this bracket. One note, Keegan O'Toole here, you'll remember him from Missouri from the recently completed NCAA championships. He had to opt out of this due to injury, so they did mix some things up in that bracket. And Alex Facundo on the other side of it is, you know, on the same side of the bracket with Burroughs, as is Messenbrink. Let me clarify that. They did change that bracket. So this may end up being a little bit altered based on the Keegan O'Toole injury. But I guess the big takeaway here beyond the matchups themselves, T-Frank, is simply the fact that Penn State is, this is the one where they are well represented in this bracket. And so what we'll be watching for is, number one, can anyone take out Dake? And number two, who earns the right to face him? Because whoever earns the right to face him is going to do a lot of heavy lifting to get there, just for the right to do a lot more heavy lifting to try and beat him.
So you mentioned Carter Strachey bumping up weight, 189.5, 86 kilograms. What's going on in this bracket?
Yeah, so Carter Strachey, you know, again, some people were surprised he moved up here, but let's do the pounds math here instead of the kilogram math, right? So Carter Strachey, your recent 174-pound NCAA champion, if he was going to wrestle at 74 kilograms, he would have had to drop down from 174 to 163. T-Frank, do you have any guesses when he last weighed in at 163 pounds or less?
What, last time he did?
Yeah,
I'll just shot in the dark, say it was when he was a freshman.
When he was in high school, before he even got to Penn State. So, So the odds of him going down there, and look, I think it's important to note, if you're not all that familiar with the international wrestling freestyle scene, is that with the Olympics, there are only six weight classes. For the world tournament and the world championship, there's more. But so there's a lot. The point is, though, there's a lot of guys who their wrestling weight in college corresponds to their world's senior world's weight when it comes to the world championships. But with the Olympics having fewer weight classes, there are a lot of guys caught in the middle at various weights. Carter Strachey obviously being one of them, because 86 kilograms comes out to 189.5 pounds. So he can put on weight. I have a hard time believing he's going to jump from 174 to 186. It's only 12 pounds. I get it. But, you know, he'll probably be a little bit undersized potentially, but he won't be the only one naturally, you know, that's not quite at this weight. Speaking of a guy who won't be undersized, it's Aaron Brooks, the reigning All-American NCAA champion at 184 pounds. He is the one seed here in a bracket that is headlined by the waiting finalist, reigning gold medalist, and Penn State legend David Taylor. So when you look at the Penn State connections here, they are all going for a chance to try and take down David Taylor in the finals. He's a prohibitive favorite to win this bracket and keep his spot on the Olympic team, on the world team. I would be stunned if Brooks beats him. But I look at this bracket, you have Chance Marsteller in here. Penn State fans remember him, former PA wrestler who's been at Lock Haven and elsewhere. Alex Facundo is in the, that's not this weight class. Connor Mirasola is in this weight class, the class of 2024 Penn State commit who will arrive on campus later this year. He's the nine seed. Mark Hall, former Penn State wrestler, is the number five seed. Like I said, Strachey is going to be the number six seed. He will face Patrick Downey, the 11 seed, to kick things off, if he's healthy enough to wrestle, which is the other wild card here. All indications are that he is going to be good to go to compete at the U.S. Olympic team trials. There's been no indication, as we talk on Tuesday, April 16th, before lunchtime, that he won't be able to wrestle. But that is something we're going to have to keep an eye on here on Friday. I guess I should have mentioned, the U.S. Olympic team trials start Friday in State College at the Bryce Jordan Center. There's two sessions starting at, let me just get the times right here. Two sessions. The first one is 10 a.m. to 3:45 p.m. on this Friday, and that's going to be on Peacock. And then 6:30 to 10 is the challenge semis and the finals. That's 6:30 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time on USA Network. And then the finals are going to be Saturday evening, 6:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern on the USA Network and also streaming on Peacock. So you can watch them there as well. But yeah, by and large, when we look at this 86-kilogram bracket, it goes through David Taylor. It's always, it's gone through David Taylor for a few years now. And, obviously, I think it's fair to say Aaron Brooks is the favorite to get to the finals and face a guy he knows very well and has learned a lot from. But is he ready to beat is the trainee ready to beat the teacher, so to speak? I don't know if that's completely fair, but I'm just not
close
sure.
Enough, student,
I think,
master.
I think at this point it's Taylor's spot for another year.
Yeah. 97 kilograms, 213. We have another Penn State contingency, I imagine. So who's here, and are there any guys bumping up weight to be in this semi-heavyweight classification?
Yeah, so as we get into the final two classifications here, the only Penn State tie here is Kyle Snyder, Nittany Lion Wrestling Club member, not a Penn State graduate, of course, but he is waiting in the finals since he was a world medalist somewhere along the way in this qualifying process. No other Penn State ties here. I think there were some guys who were supposed to wrestle in this bracket. It's a little bit lighter than the other ones. There will be some buys. So I think Snyder is the reigning, the guy who has been done very well in the U.S. and internationally at this weight class. And so I think calling anyone but him the favorite would be silly. But Jaden Cox from Missouri is in here. Some other guys with international experience are in here. So time will tell. But I think that I hate to keep saying this, but I think the chalk probably holds at that bracket as well.
All right, so then 275 and a half pounds, 125 kilograms. Take us out with what's going on in this bracket.
Yeah, so we will have Greg Kirkfleet is the only Penn State representative here. He is the 3 seed on the same side as the bracket as 2 seed Nick Gwazdowski. Wow, I'm not sure I got that one right, but a lot of different things going on there. Anyway, big takeaway here, Mason Paris, Michigan, who Greg Kirkfleet obviously battled a lot during their time in college. He is now waiting in the finals for someone to come take him on for this 125-kilogram spot. I think I'm willing to say it'll be Kirkfleet that does so. Can he win? Of course he can. I think Greg Kirkfleet's probably wrestling as well as he ever has. But until I see it on the mat, I'm going to have to give the nod to Paris. So I think it's a Paris-Kirkfleet final, and I think Paris ends up taking the spot.
All right. Any final thoughts here as we get out on the Penn State Wrestling Show before the Olympic team trials? Well, anything coming from you or something else you want to mention before we get going?
Yes, we'll have continuing coverage at Blue White Illustrated of the Olympic team trials. And keep in mind that if David Taylor, I think there's a press conference on Thursday, April 18th up there. I'm not sure who all is going to be talking at that or if everyone has to be made available. Not 100% sure how that works yet. But point being, we could hear from Greg Kirkfleet, could hear from Carter Starace, get some insight on what they're doing for 2024-2025. It won't shock me if they both go the route of like how football players do late in regular season when they're asked about the draft and they say, oh, we really haven't thought about that yet. Or, we're still having conversations. So we may not learn everything, but it is something to keep an eye on. And then obviously the results, too, will shape the international wrestling scene for the U.S., both for the Summer Olympic Games and for the World Championships later this year.
All right, well, that'll do it for the Penn State Wrestling Show this week. We'll be back on a semi-regular basis throughout the summer. We'll recap some of this stuff and get into any other Penn State wrestling news that comes up throughout the off-season. But with all the different trials, the Olympics coming up, there's not really much of an off-season for Penn State wrestling this year. So subscribe to the Blue White Illustrated YouTube channel and, of course, BlueWhiteIllustrated.com, the main place to get all of Greg's wrestling info. Thanks for another great show. We'll be back.